Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, joined now by the Barefoot Defender himself from Gun Owners of America. This is Stephen Williford. Good afternoon, sir.
How are you doing, sir?
Well, you know, we're all sitting here, you and I. We do this sort of the same thing on a regular basis. We're trying to fight back against the anti-gunners who look at every one of these events as a means to go try to take guns from people. What has GOA got going on with what kind of statements are they putting out concerning this the Lewistown guy?
Well, first, you know, we got to realize that, you know, this guy was crazy. They knew he was crazy. Okay, he threatened to blow up a military base and stuff. They knew he was crazy. He's a prohibited person. Shouldn't have been able to own a gun. But guess what? Government is inept in doing everything that it does. They just are, you know. So what can we take from this? It would have been nice if somebody else there would have had a gun. And we know that the bowling alley and the bar, they were gun-free zones. They couldn't have guns there. Again, that is the 93% of all mass shootings happen where? In gun-free zones. Where people are not, you know, where law-abiding citizens are not going to be carrying a gun. I mean, how ridiculous. I mean, how many times do we have to continue to see these things? Let's do away with the gun-free zones. Let's allow people to be able to defend themselves, because you are your own first responders. Law enforcement aren't going to be there until after it's done.
Yep.
He was able to shoot up one place, murder a bunch of people, and move to another place while the law enforcement reacted, not acted, but reacted to his first shooting. They didn't know where he was going next. Then he murdered a bunch of people at the second location. And then he was able to leave that location and eventually go off somewhere and kill himself. But that's reactive. You know, law enforcement is great, and I support law enforcement wholeheartedly.
Right.
But the reality is they're not there when you need them. You know, they come in, they mop up blood, they take evidence, and then they go out on a manhunt and hopefully find the guy and take care of him then. But they aren't there to, nobody's coming to save you.
Nope.
You have to start thinking like a survivor and start carrying a gun on your own. You know, people ask me all the time, are you carrying today? I look down, I say, I got my pants on, therefore I must be carrying.
Yeah. When you travel, do you carry a rifle?
No, I am unable to carry a rifle. And most of the time where I travel, I'm traveling to events that GOA sponsors. And like the, you know, when I go into Georgia or whatever, our Southeast Regional Director, Jordan Stein, meets me at the airport, picks me up, and gives me a pistol. You know, or if I go to Arizona, say, then Monty Bowen, the Pacific Regional Director, picks me up at the airport, gives me a gun to carry while I'm there. So usually when I travel, I've got somebody that meets me and gives me a gun where I'm at.
Well, that's a nice setup, Stephen. I'm sort of envious of that one.
Yeah. And generally, they give me a Glock, And so Glock's kind of an international, everybody knows how to handle a Glock. It's the standard, So usually that's what they hand me when I get wherever I go. And, once a long time ago, I won third place in the national Glock match. So I'm pretty well suited with a Glock.
So what is your,
my everyday carry?
Yeah, what's your everyday carry?
I carry a Springfield Armory Hellcat.
Right, okay. I remember that.
It's a little subcompact, great little pistol, holds 15 rounds, one in the chamber, back it up with another 15-round magazine, and I'm good to go.
Yeah. Those little guns that they make nowadays, those are, I can't imagine that when I was of age and I could start buying guns, that was in the 80s.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a gun that size.
Well, and the fact is they make them so well nowadays. I can take my little Hellcat and 75% of the time at 100 yards, I can hit a bowling pin with it. And that's pretty good.
Yeah. I would say so. Yeah, that at 100 yards hitting that, so.
But I do a lot of shooting. I stay fresh, and the moment you holster a gun, your skills start to deteriorate. So get out there, practice often, and practice good. And again, shoot and move and stuff. Please go to gunowners.org, gunowners.org. Sign up and fight for your rights to be able to defend yourself and those around you, because it matters. It really does. With what's going on, them allowing people to come across our borders daily, and they've caught over 300 people on the terrorist watch list this year alone. How many have gotten passed? If they caught over 300, how many do you think are here already?
Thousands.
So, and we put them on buses and we ship them all over the United States. If you're not a border state and you think, well, I'm not a border state, I'm safe, well, you're wrong, because they've been shipping them all over the country now for quite some time. So get out there, buy a gun, practice at the range, and again, go to gunowners.org and sign up and be part of the solution to keep your rights.
Gunners of America is a lot of bang for the buck.
It's only $25 for your annual membership, and it's well worth it. Yep. People say, what do you get for your $25 for membership? Well, you get a peace of mind that you're actually, your money is out there on fighting on the front line, and we're making a difference. If you own a pistol brace, we have a stay with the pistol brace man, meaning that they cannot enforce, if you own a pistol brace, they cannot enforce it.
Right.
So.
For whatever reason, the weirdness, and I know you guys tried to fight this, but they made it where only the plaintiffs can do that. So all right.
Absolutely. Yep. We wanted it for the whole nation.
Right.
We fight for your rights, not just for GOA members' rights. We fight for everybody's rights. But the judge decided that it was only for the plaintiffs. And guess what? If you're a Gun Owner of America member, you are a plaintiff. So you are included in our lawsuit. And so that's what the judge said. And so now, if you are, I had a guy at an event tell me, he said he had a, I asked him if he had any pistol braces. He said he had three that he lost in a boating accident.
Right.
And I told him, I said, well, let me give you an excuse to go get a snorkel and a pair of flippers and get them back.
Hang on for me, Steve. Hang on for me. Talking to Stephen okay. Williford from Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking with Stephen Williford from Gun Owners of America. Gunowners.org. Have you seen some of the ridiculous stuff they're saying about this particular shooter and everything and all the things he got by with? And this is just another abject failure of gun control, isn't it?
It absolutely is. So gun control does not work, and they are incapable of enforcing the laws that are already there. And what happens is they're restricting gun ownership for law-abiding citizens. 93% of all of the turndowns for firearms are law-abiding citizens that have, say, the same name as a criminal or something, and they turn them down.
Right.
And then you have to go and you have to fight to get your name cleared. No, I'm not that person, you know. And who said it? A right delayed is a right denied.
Right.
And it's just ridiculous. You know, the government is inept in everything it does. And so they're stopping law-abiding citizens from owning guns. They stop you from going into gun-free zones with your gun. And yet they don't stop criminals from going into gun-free zones because criminals don't care about your sign. It's just a sign. And that's just like a restraining order is just a piece of paper. You know, people need to be able to protect themselves. There is evil in this world, and nobody is denying that.
Right.
And the gun is not evil. It's not good nor evil. I use the same style of rifle to defend my community as the murderer did to try to destroy my community. A gun is a tool. More people are killed every year by hammers than rifles in general. How ridiculous is that?
Well, I mean, an evil person wants to kill you. So if they're intent on killing you, I don't think it really matters to them how they do it, because they've got some sort of an agenda laid out in front of them to where killing you is part of that. And
exactly.
So the tool, I mean, I'm sure a gun makes it a little easier to do. But there's all manner of ways people kill each other. That's the part that it's the motive and the intent that makes anything a weapon.
Exactly. A car, a chain, a baseball bat, you know, or a cell phone. If you beat somebody with your cell phone, it doesn't matter. A weapon is something that someone uses to inflict harm on someone. A gun is a gun until used as a weapon. A car is a car until used as a weapon, and then it becomes a weapon. Anything can be weaponized.
So, some of that.
Please go again. Yeah. Please go to gunowners.org and sign up. We'd love to have you in the fight. We'd love to represent you and give you some of your rights back. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to fight for the rights we still have, and we're also trying to regain some of the rights we've lost. And people don't realize how much we've lost here in this country.
Now, I know Gun Owners of America, they've always had a lot of inroads among a lot of the politicians and a lot of the organizations that are non-governmental organizations that lobby. Are they still doing that?
We are lobbying to try to keep so it's much easier to lobby and try to keep these tyrannical laws from going into effect than it is for us to try to overturn one that has made it into law. And then we've got to fight the fact that the ATF just makes rules up on their own and just redefines without Congress. And the House, even with the pistol brace ban, the House even passed a bill saying, oh no, pistol braces aren't banned. You know, they passed that after the ATF just decided to redefine it and make it into, and so what they were saying is, oh, this is the intent of the NFA Act. Well, if it was the intent of the NFA Act, then Congress wouldn't have passed a bill saying, oh, no, that's not our intent. You know, so how ridiculous is that? If now the alphabet agencies just decide to make their own rules and redefine bump stocks and redefine frame and receivers and redefine pistol braces as, you know, what they decide to do it to make it illegal and make 40 million American citizens felons overnight. How ridiculous.
How ridiculous.
You can't do that. That's not the way this nation was set up. First, this nation was set up as shall not be infringed means exactly that. And even Congress themselves should not be able to infringe on it, much less some alphabet agency that the president decides, well, just go and just redefine it. And it goes back past our checks and balances of three branches of government, you know, the legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch. You can't just bypass that and say, oh, I'm just going to decide we're going to change a law and we're going to make it where now what you own is illegal.
Well, I'm sure they're having a good time with that one, because the pistol brace law, the 80% receiver law, there's a lot of things that they're having to go back and say, well, yeah, it was okay for this long, but then we just woke up one morning and decided it was no longer okay. So that's why, yeah. And that was probably when Biden became president. That's what changed everything as far as this being
well,
okay.
Well, you know, we can't even say that because Trump did the bump stock.
Yes, he did.
He just,
sure.
See, so he opened up that door for that to happen. Never before had that happened.
I don't have time to tell you how long what I thought about that particular thing. But believe me, Trump did in fact do that. We're about to run out of time, so let's talk real quick about Gun Owners of America, and because that's who's making it all possible for you to be here with us today.
Please go to gunowners.org and sign up. We're fighting for your right for all these things. You know, we're fighting to, we would love to see, we have a patch that says, save a puppy, abolish the ATF. We would like to see the ATF abolished or defunded.
Well, I mean,
we don't need,
in the way they've been going here with the FFLs, I believe that is the only way to go with them. That's the only way anybody should go with them. They just
absolutely
need to be done away with. So.
Absolutely. They're getting out of hand. They're being weaponized by the executive branch.
Yes, they have. Gunowners.org, that's a lot of, when you spend $25 with them, you cannot believe what they're going to do with it. That's going to be a whole lot of bang for the buck. You are now, you've joined up with an organization that does not take no for an answer. Stephen, thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
God bless.
Yes, sir. Be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
U.S. USA News update. FBI Director Christopher Wray has emphasized that the threat of terrorism in the U.S. has escalated to a whole other level in the aftermath of the deadly Hamas attack on Israel.
Not just homegrown violent extremists inspired by a foreign terrorist organization, but also domestic violent extremists targeting Jewish or Muslim communities.
He told a Senate panel today that terrorist groups have renewed their calls to target the U.S. and its interests. The White House finds House Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to separate Israel funding from Ukraine aid deeply concerning. According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, the Republican bill doesn't align with America's national security interests. And there's a high probability that a disturbance in the Eastern Caribbean could evolve into the next named storm. According to the National Hurricane Center, the low-pressure area is generating showers and thunderstorms. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we're speaking with investigative reporter Lee Williams, talking about Larry Vickers, Vickers Tactical. And you got one more thing on him. Tell me what it is.
I should have mentioned this at the very beginning. These are victimless crimes. Okay?
Right.
Who's the victim of Larry's alleged crimes? Society? I mean, who did he victimize? Investors? No. Public? No. Was the public put in danger in any way? No. These are two victimless crimes. Not force was not used, firearms were not used. That's the bottom line. That's why that judge better exercise some common sense. Okay, these are basically, I know there's a Latin term for it, but it escapes me. They're victimless crimes. So I hope the judge takes that into consideration and doesn't slam the door on them, man.
Well, that would be nice. I don't know that he's going to do that, though. Which this is in Maryland, right? That's where the charges are coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is it in Maryland? Isn't he in Virginia or North Carolina?
He's in North Carolina. I think one of the defendants must have lived in Maryland. And if I was the DOJ, I would want that case in a blue state. Right. And there are few that are as blue as Maryland.
Yeah.
You know, he would have got some empathy and some sympathy in North Carolina. So, I don't know. I'm looking for some of the other named defendants. They'll probably flip. They don't want him. They don't want them. They want him. They want Larry. He's got the high profile.
Whatever they're going to do, I mean, it's whatever they do with this. This is going to be one of these things that's going to color them for a very long time, and it's not going to be a good thing. They're going to be painted a target on their backs.
Well, and that leads us into what I really wanted to talk about with you. I mean, is this a message? Are they going after our leadership? Are they going after people with high profiles, like in the gun community, like yours truly and you?
Well, you know, I don't consider you maybe. I'm not. I'm just a commentator.
You're known. You have a radio show. You talk to billions of people.
Yeah. But I mean, that part of it, if that's the way they want to go. But I mean, I myself, that's going to be hard to get me because I haven't done anything
yet.
I mean, I have one NFA item, and I have their Form 1 approving it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they're sending a message.
Well, I think they are, too. I think they are, too. But, I mean, whatever the message is, it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
Because if the right people, like I said, if Fallon decides to go after this and won't let it go, somebody could make a little mileage off of this.
Yeah, I think, Joe Biden and the way he weaponized ATF to go after all these gun dealers, I think this is just part of the plan. They're going after leadership in the gun community. And I don't have any NFA items. I don't have any guns, wink, wink. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there who put themselves out there every day, like people who run these different pro-gun groups. It's scary. It put a chill in the air.
Sure.
Going after him like that.
Which is, this is typical of a terroristic act. They're trying to alter behaviors by doing something that is not the usual thing. I don't expect any better out of them. I mean, I'm just sort of shocked that it didn't come a little sooner, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're seeing a new tactic. I mean, it's all lawfare, and that's just what this is, too. But, I mean, they won. They got him. He is effectively done.
Right. But do you think he knew what he was doing? I mean,
I do. I honestly do.
Yeah.
But there's the letter of the law and the spirit of the law.
Sure.
And I would argue that he did not violate the spirit of the law when it comes to the Russian sanctions.
I would, constitutionally, I don't think he violated anything. The only problem is that we exist in an extra constitutional time. And you know that, and I know this, and he knows this. And in a extra constitutional time, if you're going to get out there and do something, then you have to do it, and you have to make sure you dot all the I's and cross all the T's.
I know you're right.
Yeah, I mean, Jay Jacobson at Franklin Armory, the reason the binary trigger continues every day when everything else, the bump stocks and the force reset trigger, everything else, all those fall apart, is because every time Jay makes a move with the force, with the binary trigger, even if he changes the color, before it ever hits market, he sent letters and he's gotten approval from ATF. And even after they approved something, they approved his other weapons. It was basically, he had this one line of weapons that were short barrels, but they weren't rifled. So you were basically shooting a knuckleball.
And look at Cody Wilson and how they put him through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're going after, I think this is the my bottom line, they're going after us criminally.
Yes. Yes. Well, I mean, that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing with Trump. This is the banana republic.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, say what you want about the guns he selected, as far as those LE letters go.
Right.
But that he was following a legal process. And constitutionally, that shouldn't have even have had to have occurred. You know, we both know that.
Right. So what will have to happen now is that, and, you know, you work for the, the biggest exponent of going after these guys legally that there is, and that being Alan Gottlieb. What needs to happen now is they need to go after that with this in mind, and then once they get that, then they need to file suit and get that expunged if they can.
Well, let's hope. I mean, he does not need to have a criminal record. I've talked to him. I know you've had him on the show probably. And he's just a good guy all around. And we can't just let this end. So I'm not going to. I think this definitely needs to be expunged. And the law needs to be changed.
Right.
And we need to challenge NFA and the sordid crap like NFA. I mean, we're not chasing around Al Capone anymore.
No. Oh. Nobody's getting the choppers and shooting up downtown. Well, I mean, they're not using it with choppers anymore in Chicago. Chicago still gets shot up.
Yeah.
But it's a different group doing it nowadays. So, you know how that goes. Anyway, I feel bad for him. And at the same time, the only question I got, Lee, is why did he so quickly plea?
I know.
I hope part of that plea deal is no jail.
God, I mean, I don't have the plea agreement. You don't have the plea agreement. I've got what he signed. I've got the stipulations of fact that he had to sign.
Right.
Admitting what he did wrong. But, it's up to the judge to ultimately say, yeah, you can go home now, or you're going to be a guest of the United States government for a while.
Right.
I hope he does not need to go to prison.
No, he didn't.
Anyway,
I tell you what.
I got two.
Hold on.
Go ahead. There.
Hold on. We're coming up on the last break. You can tell me what you got, and we can go through it when we get back. Lee is an investigative reporter he's just peerless. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Lee Williams, and we're about to go off on another tangent in another direction because we have spoken about Larry Vickers. Now we're moving on. What do you want to? Where were you going, sir? Well,
we got a question in for Think Aim Fire, but it's too good to wait.
Okay.
And I know you'll like it.
Okay.
And it may be one of the best questions that we've ever received. It is from Tanya in Texas. And she said, my husband just bought me a Springfield Prodigy rather than the Staccato C2 that I told him I wanted. Should I exchange the gun, the husband, or both?
Well.
Dispense your marital advice. Dispense your marital advice.
Tanya, so here's the deal. I think your husband was trying to find you a gun with like qualities as the Staccato C2 and save money because, you know, you're married and money nowadays is a big thing. Trade the gun. Trade the gun. Keep your husband. Your husband went out and bought you a gun. I mean, there's a lot of redeeming factors to that. He went out and he bought you a gun, and he didn't just buy you any gun. He bought you a 2011 clone, so he obviously respects your ability to shoot. He just you wanted the Bentley, and he got you the Chevette.
Yeah, I don't know the Prodigy. I mean, I know what it is. I've seen them. I've never fired one. It is eerily similar to the Staccato in the 2011 line.
Well, Joe Chambers of Chambers Custom got a hold of one of those, and he pulled it apart, and he told me I could make it into a Staccato for about $3,700.
You know, here's my advice, Tanya. Buy your own guns.
Yeah.
That way you know you're getting exactly what you want.
That's right.
I mean, my question is, do you allow your husband to buy you shoes?
Yeah.
Pick out shoes for you? I'm guessing probably not. So buy your own gun. Go to the gun store. Take that Prodigy with you and tell him you want to trade it in on the Staccato. You're probably going to have to come up with some extra cash.
Right.
But, But
your husband bought you a gun. That's a very redeeming factor right there. That's a very redeeming factor. Don't trade the husband just yet. Trade the gun.
Keep the husband. Unless this becomes a pattern.
Yeah, if you get out there and you're like, well, I want to try an Alien Luago, and he brings you home a, you know,
A Jennings?
Yeah. Or you want a PPK and he brings you home a Bursa.
Yeah. Pattern is established. There's nothing
yeah,
like
keep
that.
The guy.
Yeah, keep the guy.
Keep the guy.
Keep the guy. His heart's in the right place. Yeah.
What do you see in there as far as ammo goes?
Right now, caution.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of caution. Lake City, with what they did, that's... So they're suspending 30% of their business, which was going to civilian manufacturers. So the question becomes, were we over capacity right now as it was before Lake City did this? And does this bring us to capacity? Or does this take this below capacity? And if they do cut 30%, how much, what is that in rounds? And can the other companies make up for it?
I'm looking at brands of ammunition I've never seen before.
Right.
Scorpio Arms. I mean, off brand.
Right.
Minimum I'm seeing for 5.56 is around 55 cents a round.
Right.
And one of the gun shops here has a 900 round ammo can, everything sealed. Doesn't tell you, or ADI World Class F1. That's the brand, ADI World Class.
Okay.
900 rounds for $540.
A 5.56.
Yeah.
Well, he's...
I know. 9mm I can still find relatively inexpensive, but 5.56 is just out of control again. I think is a commentary on what's going on internationally, obviously.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a couple of things I think at play with Lake City. I think we've given a lot of... what caliber does... we don't use the caliber that the Ukraine uses, do we? I know we do we use the caliber that Israel uses, but Israel's a late entry into this, and they haven't really asked for any sort of aid yet, as far as I know.
Right. I know the Ukraine are using 7.62x39 AKs, and I know they have some ARs over there, too, in 5.56.
Right.
So. But Israel, with they're using ARs and, I'm sorry, M4s and Tavors, both of which are 5.56.
Right.
I don't think we've done an ammo drop for them yet, or maybe we have. Who knows?
Well, I kind of think
they haven't gone in yet.
Yeah, that's. It's almost like they reacted based on a supposition.
Yeah.
That they're going to have to supply that. So, I mean, really, where were we before this happened? I don't know. I'm totally in love with my 300 Blackout, and I've been looking for some ammo to feed that beast. I have some, but I want to replace what I'm going to shoot, you know. And that's pretty pricey. I mean, 68 cents a round for 300 Blackout is the best I've found.
I'm shooting only what I can replace.
Right.
That's the mode I've moved into.
Well, I think I keep 83 magazines loaded at all times. And I think I have about 4,000 rounds and loose. So that's about 6,500 rounds. And I load all of my magazines to 30. I'm not one of these guys that gets out there and says, 28 is the way I'm going to go.
Yeah, no kidding.
I want all 30 of my shots. So I load them all the way. I'm not worried about the springs compressing or anything else, simply because I went through basic training with magazines that were 150 years old. And they still functioned, you know? So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll have to see. I hope the price does come down. We don't need another ammo scarcity.
No. But as long as Biden is in charge, he's going to do everything he can with this. I'm still waiting to see how this gun violence, this Office of Gun Violence Prevention works out, what they actually try to do or recommend or whatever. Not that it's...
Yeah, that would be the one that our tax dollars are paying for?
Yeah. But he's paying for. I guess they're paying for it out of the executive branch. They probably have a whole lot of money left over because he's always gone. So when he takes off, their whole staff gets to take the day off. They're saving a lot of money at the White House.
Yeah, not bad for part-time jobs.
Yeah. I don't. Why? You know, when I've always looked at anybody who wants to be president, and I've said to myself, to a degree, this person is a sociopathic egomaniac, right?
Right.
I think that's what it takes. But then you got Joe Biden, and Joe Biden's just like, you know, I want to go to the beach house, and I want my soft serve on my sugar cone, and leave me alone. And I've heard all these things about him going to work and calling it a day at 9 a.m., all this other stuff. I mean, he's an old man. I get it. All right. But, yeah, I guess they can afford to pay for that out of all of the saved wages from the servants that they send home when he goes wherever it is he goes. I don't know. I had something happen in the last few minutes, just so you'll know. I've had this issue shooting Glocks since I had open-heart surgery. And my friend, whose range I use to shoot video on, he just was watching my hands the other day as I was shooting, and he goes, "Bill, you're shooting that like you shoot your 2011s." I said, "I know." He said, "Put your trigger finger in a little deeper into the trigger. Go towards your joint." And my problem with the Glock was low left, and I do that, and I'm center mass punching a dime-sized hole.
Nice.
Yeah, so got my Glock mojo back finally, which is good. My thing with staccato right now, staccato would be my carry gun, except I don't have enough material support to go take a class with it. Because I want a lot of mags. I need a lot of mags to do this.
And well, I'm up to seven.
Yeah.
I'm up to seven.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to go.
Yeah. See, the mags I have for the C2 are the older competition mags. I need more of the new ones. And I'm just waiting until next year for all of that to come about. And then we'll see. But for right now, I've got so much Glock stuff that right now my C2s, my CS, my C2, they're just sitting there nice and secure waiting on me to come back. And
well, make sure you get the black mags now for
yes.
out of the new ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, we're running out of time, so check out Lee at thegunwriter.substack.com, at armedamericannews.com, and as the lone investigative reporter at saf.org. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
I can't believe it's an hour. Already flew right by.
Well, you're the one.
Take care of it. It was
yes, sir.
My pleasure.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Come.